living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
The night they smashed the Ruhr dams, 617 Squadron earned their title, the Dam Busters. It was one they were to be proud of, not only until the end of the war, but until this day. Dam busting was the squadron's first operation and the foundation of a tradition. But the action wasn't over with the good news signaled through to the operations room. The planes had yet to return across Germany, across enemy-held France, Holland, and Belgium. At Scampton, there were many who had waited throughout the night, tense and anxious, for a sight of the aircraft. They clustered about the plane as they started to come in. Not so many as had gone out.
Oh, coming back, boys!
You know, Guy, we're getting the biggest welcome back I've ever seen. The whole bloody station's been waiting up for 24 hours. Bomber Harris is here and Cochrane and... Oh, hello, here's Mutt Summers.
Hello, Guy. Mickey, nice party.
Yeah, wizard party, man. It went like a bomb.
But not half so well as our next party's going to be. No, sirree. Just as soon as we're debriefed, I'm going to start the biggest party of all time.
Just about the whole of the station's waiting to join you, Mickey.
Yeah, oh, excuse me a minute.
Congratulations, Gibson. Congratulations. A really wonderful show.
Yes, that goes for all of us, Gibson.
Thanks, sir. Yes, it was a good show. Oh, hello, Mr. Wallace.
I'd like to say a lot, Gibson, but I suppose it'll keep.
Yes, it'll keep.
What sort of a trip was it, Guy?
Well, pretty dicey in spots, especially near Hull's. We couldn't keep enough of the flak quiet.
Mm.
I'm afraid some of the boys got the hammer. I don't know quite how many yet. Hopgood and Morsley for certain. Oh, by the way, you were right, Mr. Wallace.
Oh? What about?
You come in too fast on the run. The bomb hits the parapet and blows up in your face. That's what happened to those two.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I did explain it quite clearly, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Well, it was nobody's fault, just damn bad luck, that's all.
Gibson, look here, come along to the ops room, eh? Let's get the talking over. I expect you need a rest.
Well, I need a drink.
Here's Shannon. Hello, Shannon. Nice trip?
Much nicer coming home, sir. Say, Guy, Dinky Young hit the ditch again.
Oh, no! How many times have we had to paddle home now?
This will be the third. Someday I'll do it once too often.
How long will it be before you know? About the others, I mean.
Oh, could be hours yet, sir. Never know where they're likely to land on the home run. Well, you see, anything can happen. Engine damage, or could be a fuel shortage. Well, anything.
Yes.
So you just put down your aircraft wherever you can find a place. Then you have to get to a phone and check back to your home station.
Mm.
It all takes time. Maybe quite a few hours, especially if anybody was late off in the first place.
I see. Oh, well, thanks for telling me.
Are you coming, Gibson?
Oh, yes, coming, sir. Listen, Wallace, why don't you come into the mess and join us for beer and breakfast?
Yeah,
the boys would like that.
Would they?
Mm.
Oh, then I'd certainly like to come.
I'll see you in the mess, then.
Yes.
Hey, Mutt,
Did you see what the blighters did to Popsy? Punched a whacking great hole in a week.
Yes, I saw it. I say, Mickey, just keep an eye on Wallace for me, will you?
Sure. What's the matter?
Oh, the old boy's very cut up about the losses.
Huh? Well, so are we all. But there's no sense in getting cut up about it. That's the game. The ones who don't get the hammer have to pay for the drinks. That's fair enough.
Well, it isn't quite like that, Mickey. The old boy feels that the whole raid was his idea and that he's personally responsible.
Oh, well, look. You leave him to me, Matt. Leave him to me.
Okay. Sal, Laramie! Why not?
I brought you a beer, Mr. Wallace.
Oh, that's kind of you, my dear chap, but I don't drink.
In that case, you can just hold it till I'm ready.
Oh, of course. Tell me, is there any more news of the others?
No, not yet. Give them time. Give them time. And give yourself time, too.
What do you mean by that?
In wine is wisdom, Mr. Wallace. In vino ruddy veritas. And I'm not as drunk as I look. But before the day is out, I'm going to be so drunk you'll have to look twice to believe. So I tell you again, give yourself time. If you can't get drunk like me, well, take a sleeping pill. Then when you wake up, things look different. You can face them then.
Are the boys always like this after a raid?
Always. Well, how else could they be?
Yes, indeed. How else?
Now then. If you take my empty glass and put it on the table, and then hand me the full one, and then buy me another one to put in reserve...
I'd like to buy you a drink, Martin. I'd like to buy you all a drink.
Not so loud. Someone might hear you. But I've got no objection to you buying me as many drinks as you like.
You're an impossible fellow, Martin.
Well, we're all impossible fellows. When you see us, you don't believe we're true. And when you don't see us, you say the newspapers... exaggerate, if you get what I mean. Shannon, can't have a drink with Wallace and me. At least with me. Wallace doesn't touch the stuff.
Wise man. Oh, say, sir, did you hear about McCarthy's Wizard Duke?
No, what?
He went in alone and cracked the sauber with one hit.
One hit, you
yes,
say?
Sir, yeah.
Just a single bomb?
That's right, bang on, the whole works went up.
Ooh. What happened to the rest of the boys?
Munro and Rice turned back. Hey, Matt, you ought to ask Rice about it. He's livid.
And the others, there were two others, weren't there?
Yes, sir. Barlow and Byers. They didn't show up in the target area. It sounds as if they got the chop.
Look, why didn't you do the boys a good turn, Davy?
Eh? What sort of a good turn?
Well, get Faye to round up some of the girls and bring them out of the mess. This party's getting very bad.
That is a wizard idea. Don't let anybody go. I'll be right back.
Oh, there you are, Wallace.
What? Hey. Don't tell me you're drinking.
No. No, this belongs to Martin. Oh. I'm just holding it for him.
Well, trust Mickey. And by the way, Charles Whitworth wants us to go over to his place at lunchtime. Says he has a cellar full of grog, and we can carry on the party there. Now, anybody who wants to sleep can doss down in comfort. That includes you, by the way, Wallace. Whitworth will be very hurt if you don't come.
Oh, well, in that case...
Well, I'll see you chaps later.
Oh, guy. You're not running up the party, are you?
Just for a while, Matt. I'll make arrangements about the casualty telegrams.
Uh-huh. What's the tally, fella?
56.
That's a lot.
Yes, I know. The ruddy awful part is that we lost most of them in the way in.
Yeah.
Well, the dams themselves were comparatively easy.
Wallace is very cut up about it.
Well, he's not used to this sort of thing. Oh, I imagine it looks pretty horrible when you're in it for the first time.
You going to leave, Guy?
Well, not for a couple of days. There's a certain amount of tidying up to be done. Oh, are you going over to Whitworth's party?
Yeah, I suppose so. I want to keep an eye on the old man.
Okay, Matt. I'll see you there.
Right.
Caught a bloke, Guy. Caught a bloke.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wallace.
All of a sudden, I felt as though I didn't belong in there.
Oh?
I decided to come out for a breath of air.
Oh, you mustn't take this too hard, you know. After all, even if there were no Dambusters raid, there'd still be other operations.
If only I'd known, Mutt, I'd never have started all this.
Now, look. I'm going to talk to you like a Dutch uncle. Those boys inside there do this sort of thing every few days. Every few days they go out as they went out tonight. And each time there are those who don't come back. You'll be dead and buried now, and you couldn't stop that. For your own sake, Wallace, and for your wife's sake, and for the sake of the work, pull yourself together. Take a leaf out of the boy's book. Get drunk. Or if you can't get drunk, and I know you can't, take a knockout drop and go to sleep for 24 hours. Then I'll fly you home to Weybridge.
I'd like to go home now, I think.
No, no. If you go now, you'll have the jitters for a long time after. Do as I say, and I'll fly you home later in the day.
All right, Mutt. Just as you say.
I'll leave you now, Cocky. Time I was back in London. Now, given the news to the press, you'll probably have reporters and photographers swarming all over the station.
What sort of facilities do we give them?
Give them the works. This is one of the biggest pieces of news ever. Air Ministry instructions are, splash it as widely as possible.
Good. It'll be a terrific boost for morale.
You're right about that, Cocky. Prime Minister's beaming, they tell me.
Mm.
He's talking of a royal visit and a special investiture.
Yes, sir. You thought about the details of that one?
Not yet. I'll talk to you in a day or so. By the way, Cocky, what's the casualty list like?
Heavy. 8 aircraft, 56 men.
Hmm. As you say, Cocky, heavy. But when we get reports from the German side, I think you'll agree it was worth it.
After a period of hard flying and hard fighting, the airmen are inclined to play hard. Danger has passed, prejudice have made their wounds, tension has relaxed. A session in the mess is an almost inevitable aftermath to a mission. After all, there will be another mission tomorrow, and then another. After the dam-busting raid, the session was a good one. It flared up again in the evening when most of the squadron went to a party in a nearby town. In the bus, coming home, Dave Shannon, naturally enough, was sitting close to Anne.
Do you know something, Anne?
Hmm? What, David?
Half an hour ago, I was as high as a kite. Now I'm as sober as a judge.
You don't look it.
I am, though. Anne?
Hmm?
I always sober up when I get scared.
What are you scared about?
You?
What on earth for?
Bend over here and I'll tell you.
Oh. Yes, David.
I want you to marry me, Anne.
Oh. Oh, David. Not with that moustache.
What's wrong with my moustache?
Well, David, it... Well, it...
Well, I suppose it is a bit like that. Oh, all right, Anne... If you'll marry me, I'll whip it off.
Hey.
As a result of last night's barbaric raid by English bombers, Germany is faced with the dark picture of destruction. It is impossible as yet to measure the full extent of the damage, but first official estimates indicate that the effect of this destruction will be the loss of more than 100,000 working units for a period of several months. More than this, however, there has been a great loss of innocent lives and a widespread destruction of farmlands. The German people, however, remain firm in their determination to avenge this inhuman and barbaric...
Well, that's it, Cocky. If Goebbels is prepared to say that much, the real thing must be far, far worse.
Mm. Have we got any more information?
Yes. Take a look at these. These are the first reconnaissance photographs of the flooded areas.
I think so. Let me see. Lord, what a mess.
As you see, the Myrna and the Eder are quite empty. And all the valleys in the Western Ruhr are underwater.
Let's check that on the map, sir. Yeah. Now, that means the coal mines on the Eder are flooded.
Yes. And the Fritz Lauer aerodrome's underwater.
Yes, that's a good thing. There are big bomb dumps and barracks there.
Hello. Here. Castle. That's had it, too.
Waterworks and barracks and power stations.
Right.
They're underwater as far as Gelsenkirchen.
It looks to me, Cocky, as if their industry will be completely disrupted for months to come. The links between the foundries and the finishing factories are all flooded. There's another thing. Wait a minute. Yes, I hadn't thought of.
Hmm? What's that?
Now would be the time to step up bomber raids on the Ruhr.
Any particular reason?
Yes. In spite of all that water lying round there, there won't be any pressure in the mains to put out fires.
It's a very complete picture, isn't it? Livestock and farms destroyed. Industry crippled. There must have been an awful lot of civilians killed in the floods.
We won't get figures on that for quite a while. Perhaps it's just as well.
Hello. This is something I hadn't noticed.
What's that?
There's a big prisoner of war camp, slave labor, just there. Every one of those poor devils must have caught it.
Yes. I better get the press boys to cover that up. It's just the sort of thing Goebbels will use to stir up bad feeling among the Allies. The boys have a good party.
Very good. Mm-hmm. There are some sore heads among them now.
They're gone on leave?
Yes. Well, all except Gibson. He stayed behind to write letters of condolence to the next of kin.
Was that necessary?
No, sir, not necessary. But that's Gibson.
This is a list of recommendations. You might glance through it, Cocky.
Thanks, sir.
33 in all. A mixed bag. DSOs, DFCs, conspicuous gallantry medals, and DFMs.
Martin, DSO. Bar, DFC, Lega. What about Gibson?
I've cited him separately. Victoria Cross.
Oh, hello, Chiefy. It's Gibson here. Yes. Well, listen, Chiefy, there's a big do on tomorrow. His royal visit. Well, the Jennies parade on the tarmac in front of aircraft. Well, we'll smarten them up. I'll say you'll have to smarten them up. Hmm? Yes, of course, Chiefy, that's your job. Yes. What? Well, get them new outfits if they need them. Oh, and another thing. Make sure they're sober. Hmm? What's that? Oh, well, the gongs. Yes, oh, quite a collection. Hmm. Yes. All right, yes. Well, thanks, Chiefy, that's all. Come in! Oh, it's you, Mickey. Come in. Sit down. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, where the devil have you been?
Oh, big stuff, Guy, big stuff. Australian Air Force headquarters called me to London. They wanted a story for the Australian press.
I'll bet you shot him a good line.
No, I didn't. But I picked up one. Oh, lovely girl. Yeah? Dark hair, flashing eyes. She had everything. Public relations officer or something, they called her.
Wait for it.
Well, she was hell-bent to get a story out of me. I refused to utter a word till she came to dinner.
And did she?
Several times. Yeah. She got her story in the end. And I got mine.
Nice work. Oh, talking of stories, Mickey. Read this. Came in the mail this morning.
The Vicarage, Lower Padlington.
Yeah.
Lower Padlington? sir, in international bird-watching circles, the bombing of the Myrna Dam has caused grave concern. For 3 years previous to the outbreak of war, a pair of ring-necked whooper swans nested regularly on the lake. They are almost the rarest of Europe's great birds. The only other pair known to have raised a brood during recent years were a pair of the Arctic subspecies, which were photographed by the aunt of the late professor. has anything been heard of the fate of the Mona pair? Excuse me. Probably the last in Europe. And in view of the rarity of these beautiful birds, why was the bombing of their home permitted? Furthermore, assuming that this operation was necessary, could it not have been deferred until the cygnets, if any, were full grown? Oh, no, Guy, it can't be. It just can't be.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Anyway, they sent it to the Times.
Did the Times print it?
No.
Oh, then it must be a gag. Oh, did I tell you I got a letter, too?
Oh, where from?
Australian headquarters. They want a souvenir of the dams raid for the War Museum.
Oh, you going to send them one?
Well, what did you suggest? Can't sell them the whole ruddy den. a bottle, a beer bottle, eh? Full of water?
Oh, by the way, big day tomorrow, Mickey. The King and Queen are coming down.
Big parade?
Mm-hmm. Big parade. And a big party after. It's Dave Shannon's 21st birthday.
That makes it a command performance. A royal command performance.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Oh, by the way, I'd like to take a look at this.
Well, what's this? Have you been doodling or something?
No, I've called for designs for a new squadron badge. I'm going to ask His Majesty to choose one when he comes down.
Well, give us a look.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my choice.
Yes, I like that one too.
Yeah, very good. A breached dam, water pouring out, thunderbolts above, and a French motto. Why French, Guy?
No, it came from France. Marie Antoinette. Après nous, le déluge. After us, the deluge.
Oh, boy, how true that is. Mm. Might almost be a warning about Dave Shannon's party.
Oh, he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us, and so say all of us, and so say all of us. He's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Speech!
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 Come on!
Speech! Where's Shannon?
We want Shannon!
Come on, Davy! It's the only chance you'll get to shoot a lion without having to pay for
we
it.
We want Shannon! We want Shannon! We want Shannon!
Shut up, you coward!
Shh! What the devil's going on here?
Who's the big brass guy?
I'm blown if I know.
It's Shannon!
He must have pitched Whitworth's uniform.
Would someone please explain to me the meaning of this disgusting scene?
David, take those ridiculous things off.
Yeah, or we'll take them off for you.
Madam! Madam, you may be engaged to me, but I'll have you know that I am now 21 years of age, and no woman can give me orders anymore. Is there anybody here by the name of Gibson?
Right here, yes.
Low type wing commander. Ah, there is Gibson.
Sir.
As from this moment, you are received rank and deprived of all rights and privileges attaching thereto.
Go home, Davy boy, you're drunk.
I would have you know, sir, that if I am drunk, it is by royal command.